Welcome to the podcast of the European Reference Network GuardHeart, the ERN of rare and complex heart diseases in both adult and pediatric patients across the European Union. My name is Nienke. Today our guests are Professor Philippe Charron and Julie Prugnitsky from Hôpital Pitié-Salpêtrière from Paris. Professor Charron is the main representative of the hospital and as well the leader of thematic area 2 in our ERN, the thematic area of familial cardiomyopathies in adults and children. Welcome, Professor Charron, and welcome, Julie. Philippe, can you tell us briefly about your city?
Yes, thank you, Nienke. I am in fact working in Paris. I came since I was 23 years of age. So I should say I'm quite lucky for living in this city, of course, because of the historical background, the cultural events, and for sure also for the scientific and medical environment.
Mm-hmm. And Julie, can you tell us about your hospital? What is the main focus?
Well, I work in Pitié-Salpêtrière Hospital. It's one of the widest hospitals in Europe. And actually, we say it's a city by itself because you have streets, you have houses also. So it's very historical also. It's the major topic of this hospital is neurology and cardiology. It's a tertiary center in arrhythmias and a tertiary center for heart transplantation and coronary artery disease. But it's also a very well-known hospital for hereditary cardiac disease and for the molecular diagnosis of the genetic disease in cardiology. For all the north of France and the east of France and some other parts of France also. So I'm very lucky to work in this very good hospital.
Thank you. Philippe, why did you become a member of the ERN and in which thematic areas you are active?
In fact, we were previously labeled as the National Referral Center for Rare Cardiac Diseases. For cardiomyopathies and arrhythmia since 2004 in France through the French plan for rare disease we were lucky to have. So it was quite natural to submit as a healthcare provider for the GuardHeart ERN in this context. Our thematic areas of expertise in our center at Pitié-Salpêtrière Hospital are for familial cardiomyopathies, for familial arrhythmias, and also for rare non-genetic diseases, such as myocarditis, for example. So we are closely working with another hospital for children at Necker Hospital, since Pitié-Salpêtrière is more dedicated to adults. Our hospital was a pioneer in several areas, especially in heart failure. Julie spoke about the first heart transplantation that was made in Europe in our center. We are also pioneer in arrhythmias. We were pioneer in ventricular tachycardia ablation. In cardiomyopathies, with the first description of IRVD, IRVC by Guy Fontaine and Frank Marcus. We were also, my mentors were co-author of first classifications for cardiomyopathies in early 80s. And we were also pioneers in the cardiomyopathies in genetics with the description of the protein C as first involved in HCM. And recently through genome-wide association study and polygenic risk score in dilated cardiomyopathies. In fact, in our center, apart from Pitié-Salpêtrière, we are a consortium of six hospitals in Paris with also additional areas such as amyloidosis, which is an important expertise for some of our teams in Paris.
Thanks. Philippe, what can you contribute to the ERN?
We are participating to the governance of the ERN. I am a member of the steering committee. I am the coordinator of the thematic area about familial cardiomyopathies. We are sharing our expertise or research, for example, through the CPMS system, advice for the management on patients. We are also actively collaborating to consensus documents, for example, and also to participation to registries. And we are also participating to some educational actions within the ERN through the e-learning program, for example, and webinars monthly done about clinical cases of interest. So these are some examples.
It's quite busy indeed. Julie, what do you expect from the ERN?
Well, from several things. First, it is a good place to find information and trustworthy information through the webinars you were talking about, Philip. So to find information for patients is the first thing that I expect from the ERA. And the second thing is during everyday life in my work for family living in every country in Europe, I can find the experts. I can address patients' family from different countries in Europe. So it's always useful to have the address and telephone numbers and things like that to address patients, family in different countries. But it's also important for me for collaboration in for research in registries and for education. So it's important for different parts of our work, everyday work.
Thanks. Philippe, then we have some personal questions. My first question is, where did you train and who was your most important mentor?
I did my medical school and I was graduated in Nantes University, so in the west part of France. Then I went to Paris for my training, my residency in cardiology. And at that time, my mentor in cardiology was Professor Michel Comajda, who was a past president of the ESC. And my mentor in science was Dr. Katie Schwartz, who was pioneer in cardiogenetics. So they teach me cardiogenetics. And I think it was an amazing period of time with many discoveries and also translational impacts from gene identification to development of genetic testing in clinical practice. And now for some years, we see the development of innovating therapies. So I was very happy to benefit from this experience in this hospital and center.
Mm-hmm. And Julie, where did you train?
In Paris. I was born in Paris and my medical school in Paris, in this university actually. And so I first worked as a cardiologist. So my residency was in cardiology in the Pitié Salpêtrière also. And I started to become a rheumatologist at the end of the residency. And then I'm more like becoming a cardiogenetician.
Mm-hmm. What was the most important lesson learned, Julie?
Follow your instinct. when you know it's a good path you're going through, it's important to follow your instinct and go.
Yes, and Philippe, what was your most important lesson learned?
One lesson was to be open-minded and to still be curious, to be happy to learn new things, and thinking it is very important thing. And probably the second lesson is to be rigorous and to stay focused on the developmental phase of the research, and the combination of the two probably is important to explore new areas.
And something completely different. What is your favorite sport, Philippe?
For some years now, I would say my favorite activity is hiking and trekking in the mountains, I would say.
And Julie, what is your favorite sport?
Well, it was yoga, if you say it's a sport. right now, I don't have time to do yoga, but I will go back to yoga soon.
Yes, very nice. And your favorite holiday destination, if any time for it?
For me?
Julie, yes, sorry.
Oh, it's Normandy, it's in the west of France. You have good weather there, and you have the seaside, you have the countryside, so Normandy.
And Philippe, what is your favorite holiday destination?
In France, my favorite place is Corsica, really the beauty island, as it is called. And outside France, Italy is definitely my favorite destination, especially since my wife is of Italian origin, but not only because of that.
Thanks a lot, Philippe and Julie. And thanks a lot for listening to today's podcast. We hope to meet you next week, where we will visit Dr. Georgia Sarcala Brugada in Hospital San Juan de Dieu in Barcelona. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.